Well, no, God is always at work. There might be moments in our life where we wonder what's unfolding, what's happening, but no, every day God is always at work. What an awesome God we serve. Have you ever looked in a mirror? Well, of course you have. All of us have. Some maybe more than others. Funny, right? Never mind. But we all have. We've all spent time in front of the mirror trying to comb what little bit of hair we have left or brushing our teeth or whatever that might require. And all of us are glad that you do so, and that's important. But when you're in front of the mirror, what do you see? What do you see? Sometimes you might look in the mirror and say, man, that's a handsome fella looking at me. Some of you ladies might say, well, you know what? I look awfully nice today. And then there's the reality of some of us, we look in the mirror and we go, what happened? You know, that's true, but you know, and so all kind of silly things happen in front of the mirror. In your bedroom or in your bathroom, and every now and then I think about, you go to the amusement park and they have the Hall of Mirrors where sometimes they make you look really tall and thin, and us people that are beyond the tall thin, we kind of like that. We look at that, and actually they say they're marketing mirrors now in the department store that make people look thinner. I need to get one of those. But some of them make you look short and really chunky. And some of them just, you know, they just kind of fun stuff. You look at that and you laugh. And because as you look at your reflection, we were at the Marathon gas station many years ago, and Eli had just got his little Jeep Renegade. And if you pull into the gas station there at the Marathon and Lagodi, just at the right place, it reflects the picture of your vehicle. And because it's around the column, And I love this. It smooshes. Now, I mean, it smooshes it up. And I looked over there that one day and I started laughing, and my family's like, what's wrong with you? They do that a lot, by the way. And I told them about that, and they looked in the column there and they started laughing. But if you're parked just right when all the traffic comes by, you can see all the cars that come. And so we were sitting there in the Jeep, and I know everybody thought we were weird, but the reflection in those columns as the semis come by, they were, you know, they looked like this, but they were this tall. And we laughed for a few moments, but the reflection in the mirror sometimes is delightful, other times is scary. But the truth is, what we really see in the mirror is a reflection of ourself. Whatever that might be. I believe that's something to ponder. When we look in the mirror, it's a reflection of ourselves. Whatever that might be. No matter how many times we look in the mirror, we are always going to be a reflection of something. Every time, always. When we think about our reflection this morning, the truth is our thoughts, our values, our tendencies, all that we are reflect who we are. And I think because of that, we probably ought to give some thought to this thing of reflection. And maybe, just maybe, ask the real question today, what are we a reflection of? That reflection is important. What are we a reflection of? Well, believe it or not, Scripture addresses this issue of reflection. And so I'd like for you to take your Bible this morning, if you would, and let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we're going to share Scripture with you this morning. So if you would stand for the reading of the Word, we would greatly appreciate that. And we're going to do something just a little bit different this morning. We're going to share with you Scripture from two different translations, just simply because I want us to see what's happening here and how it shares with us. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 this morning shares with us, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Then I want us to consider it this morning from the New Living Translation, and listen to the words. Similar, but just a little variation. "So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image." Join us in a word of prayer this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to You this morning, we are so thankful to be able to gather together, Lord, to be able to worship and to fellowship and to pray and sing. And Lord, we're excited to be able to come to Your Word. And we ask this morning that Your Word would speak so clearly to us. And Lord, that we would be transformed, that we would be changed. And Lord, that we would be a reflection of our Savior. And so, Lord, for that to happen, there's no question we need You to come and move, Lord, in us in a powerful way. And so, Lord, we ask this morning that Your Word would speak powerfully, Lord, to us this morning. And for that to happen, Lord, I ask that You would allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit once again for the preaching of the Word. Lord, may Your will and Your way be accomplished in these next few moments. We ask in Your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. As we begin to think about this thing of reflection, we find that Scripture, not just here in Corinthians, but other places, addresses this concept of our reflection. And when we're talking about our reflection, we really are talking about who we are or who we represent. And we see in this passage of Scripture very, very clearly that as believers in Christ or as Christians, we should be a reflection of Him, of Christ, or at least be in the process of being changed or transformed, as we see in New King James, transformed, New Living, changed, and basically the same concept, but something should be occurring in us if we name Christ as Savior. So we understand when we ask that question, what are we a reflection of? We should be a reflection of Jesus. Now we'll notice in both our scriptures, it talks about the veil, the unveiled face in front of the mirror. If you would go back and look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul is sharing with the Corinthians about Moses and often the separation, the veil that is between man and God. And we have that veil that separates us until Jesus comes. And I've shared with you many times at Jesus' death, the veil, the separation has been torn in two. No longer are we separated because of Christ. And so the veil, because of Jesus, allows us to see some of the things we've never seen before. But what we should be seeing in our mirror, be it our physical mirror or our spiritual mirror this morning, when we look in that mirror, there should be a reflection of who we are. And who we are should be, as the Apostle Paul shares with us, a reflection of Him being Jesus Christ. And so I'd like for us this morning to take some time and think about being a reflection of Christ. And to do that, there's several things I'd like to share with you, beginning with the thought that being a reflection of Christ is God's intention for us. That's God's intention. That's the way that God has designed us. That's the way He designed humanity from the beginning, was to be a reflection of who He is. He told, He chose Israel as His people to be a reflection of what it means to serve the Lord, to live a godly life. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, the church is to be a reflection of God's love, and is to go to the people and be a reflection to others in regard to the Lord. And so that's God's intention. He intended for us to be a reflection of His Son. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 shares with us, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And so we find that for all of us, in the beginning, God's intention for us is to be a reflection of Christ. We're to be a reflection. If we choose to or not, we are to be. That's what we're designed for, is to be a reflection. And you can look in this verse, and we see a couple words here that we want to deal with. And so we see the scripture says He foreknew and predestined. And if we're not careful, we can get hung up on foreknew and predestined and believe that everybody who has come into this world is predestined for a particular thing and so on and so forth. And I absolutely would believe that. It would be out of context. What's happening in this passage is that God's intention for all of humanity, not just some of us, but all of us, it's His desire and it's His design that we'd all come to a place in our life where we become a reflection of Christ. That we'd come to the place where we would be godly men and women, and when people see us, they see Christ in us. That's God's design and desire for all of humanity. And so God has designed us to be a reflection. And so when we look into the mirror, we can ask ourselves, what do we see? We also must understand that in this thought of reflection, becoming a reflection of Christ is a process. We see right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed or changed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so I want us to understand this morning that we are in the process of becoming a reflection of Christ. There are some of us who have been on the way much longer. We're farther down our spiritual journey today than we were yesterday or the years before. And so we might be more like Christ than we have been in the past. And there's people that's not as far along on their spiritual journey and still working through that transformation, through that change. But I want us to know that it is a process. That's what Scripture says. We are being transformed. We are being changed. The important thing today is that we are being changed and that we are being transformed and that we're becoming more and more like Him. If that is not happening today in your life, something's wrong. If you are a believer and you are claiming Christ as Savior, if you're not being changed and you're not being transformed and you're not seeing growth in your life, you need to talk to Jesus. Something's wrong. Every day on this spiritual journey, We should be being transformed, gaining more ground, looking a little more like Christ every day that we look in the mirror. It's a process. I remember when I first got saved, back around 1985. I'm not the same person today that I was then. There was a change, praise the Lord, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. There was a big change. But I can tell you to who I was that day when I got up from the altar to the moment I stand sharing with you today, I have been changed and I have been transformed from who I was then. And so it's a process. It's a journey. We don't go to bed one night and wake up the next day and we're completely transformed into the image of Christ. I wish it worked like that. Clear up a lot of struggles and trials and issues in our life, but it doesn't necessarily work like that. Now, we can go to bed one night and be different when we get up in the morning. That could be true, but to be completely changed, if the Lord was through with us, guess what? You wouldn't be here. And so if you're still here and you're still breathing, change, transformation into the image of Christ should still be occurring in your life. Even the Apostle Paul said, I press toward the mark for the high call of God in my life. I love that old song, He's Still Working on Me. I want you to know this morning, church, He's still working on each and every one of us. Changing us, transforming us into the image of His Son. Here's a thought. The more closely we follow Christ, the more we will be like Him. The more time you spend with somebody, the more you begin to understand them, the more you begin, believe it or not, to think like them and act like them. You've met those people who have spent enough time together, they finish each other's sentences. You might be in that type of relationship. You might not. But when we spend time with people, we begin to know them. And this ideal of being transformed and changed is a result of spending time with Christ, be it in worship or devotions or reading the Word. All those types of things brings about change when we encounter Christ. And so when we think about this thing of our reflection or becoming a reflection of Christ, it is a process. And it is God's intention for every one of us. I also want us to understand this morning that becoming a reflection of Christ, and note I said this, requires self-denial. Ugh. It's exciting when we think, hey, God intended me to be a reflection of Christ. Isn't that exciting? God has a tremendous purpose for me that I'm going to resemble in some form or fashion His Son. That's exciting. And it really excites us that this is a process and we're going to grow and we're going to learn and we're going to get better and better and better at being a reflection. And then all of a sudden we come to this place and this concept of being a reflection of Christ that it requires self-denial. It's like realizing the light turned from yellow to red. Tires squeal a little bit. And we look around to see if anybody's seen that. Looking for that police officer that Dave spoke about earlier. But we do that spiritually because we recognize if we're gonna have a reflection like Christ, it requires self-denial. And we might say, well, you know, there's some things in my life I probably ought to get rid of, and we're okay with that. But sometimes The Lord will put his finger on things that there's absolutely nothing wrong with and says, I prefer that you not do that. And we step back and say, but Lord, everybody else is doing it. Why me? Shake your head. Some of you have been there. Yeah. To be a reflection of Christ, sometimes we have to get rid of things that are not necessarily bad or good in our lives. And the Lord says, I don't want you to be involved with that. But Lord, I like that. Church, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't imagine, Bob, if the Lord said to me, Mike, you have to surrender fishing. Whew. It's going to be a struggle. Bob, would it be a struggle? Yeah. Or the Lord say to us, you know what? You probably ought to give up drinking coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or cinnamon rolls. Hawaiian bread. Whatever that thing is. It's a struggle. He says, I want you to deny that in your life. I'm sure there's a reason. I know there is a reason. And all that's connected to this concept that there should be nothing more important in our lives than our relationship with the Lord. And sometimes, even though it's a good thing, it becomes more important to us than the Lord. And the Lord says, you need to get rid of that. And so sometimes we have to deny ourselves. And so Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says to us, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. This deny himself is all about self-denial. Not everything that is good, church, is good for us. If we want to be a reflection of Christ, there's some things that the Lord says, I don't want you involved in. We have to say, no, I don't want that. Is that always easy? No, it's not. The old saying, anything worth it is not easy. But if we're going to reflect Christ in our life, there's going to have to be some things in our lives, not necessarily bad, not necessarily good, that we say no to. The Lord says, if you want to follow me, if you want to be a reflection of me, there's some things you're going to have to deny. I'll let you and the Lord sort that out. And I'm just going to give you the opportunity to recognize, man, there's probably some things in my life I need to get rid of. If I'm going to be the reflection that God intends me to be. And in that verse, he also says to take up his cross. So we might pause for a moment and say, well, what is the cross? Not only is it God's intention that we be a reflection of Christ, but being a part of the reflection of Christ is some sort of ministry that we all have. A ministry that we're to bear and to perform, whatever it might be. But also in that cross, there's some, and I know this is unfortunate and we hate this, there's going to be some struggle and some trial and some difficulties and some failures. And that is our cross sometimes to bear. But it's in those moments that we're in that ministry. It's in those moments that we're in that trial or that trial or that struggle or that loss that we become a reflection of Christ. It's in those moments that we are being transformed and we're being changed. Just as Jesus had to bear his cross to Calvary, and I rejoice that he did, as a reflection of Christ, we're going to have to bear our crosses, whatever they might be. And often it's in those moments that we are changed and transformed and made into the image of Christ. Being a reflection of Christ requires, unfortunately, self-denial. And then we'll also quickly discover, as we're talking about this reflection of Christ, excited that that's what God intended, excited that it's a process. It's not going to have to happen right now, but it's going to be happening. And then we struggle with this thing of self-denial. And then there's one other step in this concept that we see in Scripture in regard to being a reflection of Christ. And so being a reflection of Christ is also and all about surrender. Can we say that word together this morning? Surrender. One more time, because it takes a while for that to settle in. Surrender. We're going to be a reflection of Christ. It's all about surrender. How do we deal with self-denial? Surrender. We understand that sometimes that self-denial is a struggle. But one of the toughest things that we have to deal with as Christians is this issue of surrender. And it's really about His way or my way. If we want to be that reflection that we're intended to be, it has to be His way. His way only happens when we surrender, when we give Him authority and power. And so we struggle with surrender because we're giving somebody else the reins of our life. Reflection of Christ, our way, we're reflecting humanity, man, my wishes, my desires, my power, my authority, my control of my life. Surrender. Transformation and change begins to happen at that moment of surrender. When we let go and say, Lord, You're in charge of my life. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, very familiar passage of Scripture to us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2 is immersed in surrender. Note this if you would. God will never force the image of Christ on you. Even though it is His desire and His intention for all of humanity, we are not a carbon copy or a rubber stamp forced into a particular image. We were created of free will, to be able to process and to think and to make our own decisions. Note in Romans, if you would, he says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God didn't herd people into a corral and as we do cattle and run them up a ramp into the mover and ship them off to the market or to the sale. He says, present yourself. And so when we're talking about being this reflection of Christ, the image of Christ, it requires us surrendering ourselves or presenting ourselves to God. But here's the beautiful thing in this concept of reflection. If we look in the mirror and we don't look like what we see, we can change it. Well, at least part of it. It's okay to smile and laugh, yeah. But if we're reflecting the world and the ways of the world, we don't have to have that type of reflection. We don't have to be that. We can be what God intended, and we can be a reflection of Christ. It's going to take some self-denial, and yes, it's going to take surrender, presenting ourselves to the Lord. Romans 12 is all about surrender. And if we want to see that change and that transformation, and I certainly hope that we do, I hope that it's our desire. And maybe that's the real question we need to deal with this morning when we talk about reflection. It's God's intention that we be a reflection of Christ. But is that our desire this morning? Is that our intention? If we're a believer, it should be. And I certainly hope this morning that it is. And so today, if we look in our spiritual mirror, what do we see? Do we see Jesus in us? Yeah, we're going to have to look beyond the human shell in which we live. We're going to have to look beyond our, if we're tall or thin or short and round, if we got hair or don't have hair, if we have brown eyes instead of blue eyes or blue eyes instead of brown eyes and so on and so forth. But when we look into our spiritual, do we see Jesus? I hope that we do. And I hope that we are being changed and transformed into a reflection of Christ. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I love those words. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Let's stand together this morning. I'm going to ask Lana to come to the piano and Brian, if you would come. They're just going to play a little something this morning. The rest of us, can we take a moment this morning? Get out our spiritual mirror. Take a look. Are we a reflection of Christ? When we look in the mirror, Is it Christ who is staring back at us?